Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
And now for something completely different. A man who works in the Treasury Department of Merrill Lynch in Manhattan and sees in the current ongoing economic tumble a blessing.
If it was real busy, I don't think I'd be able to find the time to go work out and stop doing lunch stuff.
Greg Downing, whose job is to make sure various trades at Merrill Lynch are completed smoothly, made that observation during a recent weekday as he was returning to the office with a sandwich that he'd eat at his desk, having used up his lunch hour at a gym in Jersey City. Downing's noon workouts are necessary to the satisfactory performance of his second job. He's a transition player, sort of like a midfielder, for the Boston Blazers indoor lacrosse team. Late last Saturday afternoon, having made the commute from New York to Boston for that evening's game against the Buffalo Bandits, one of Boston's rivals in the National Lacrosse League, Greg Downing dropped his equipment bag near the door to the Blazers' office across the street from the TD Bank North Garden, neatly folded his suit jacket on the table in the conference room, and told me that making the transition from Wall Street to his weekend job, which involves getting hit a lot with a stick, is no problem.
You know, I've kept it kind of so it's just absolutely separate from work, but you do make a lot of connections just through, you know, the people that you play with. Also, it's a good conversation starter, really, if someone does find out you do play this on the side. My boss, really, he actually enjoys the fact that I do this. So, I mean, it is good to make connections and stuff, but I haven't been using it like that.
Pressed, Greg Downing acknowledges that while he's enjoyed learning the ropes in the financial world, even today's diminished version of the financial world, his real passion is lacrosse.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to tell that to my boss in New York. I don't know. It's kind of great to, you know, have that on one side and kind of get away from that whole world and come to this job. I guess it's a good way to just kind of forget about what happened during the week and, you know, kind of focus on the weekend stuff, so. We've been, you know, having a lot of people lose jobs and stuff, and it's kind of tough, you know, seeing that when I have, you know, two jobs and someone's losing theirs.
Some of Downing's colleagues at Merrill Lynch in these difficult days are doubtless dealing with their stress on squash courts or jogging paths or surrounded by dark paneling in their country clubs while the ice clinks musically in their glasses. Greg Downing has opted for a somewhat more raucous venue. Fans of ice hockey and basketball games will know that standard practice during those games is to cut the music when play resumes after a timeout. Not so with indoor lacrosse, where all the action is accompanied by a soundtrack, perhaps to help fill the building. As he watched last Saturday evening's game between the Blazers and the Bandits, Blazers owner Doug Refew discussed his sport and the place men like Greg Downing, who's paid about $10,000 a season to play indoor lacrosse, have in it.
This is like a throwback to the 1930s, 1940s with some of the major sports leagues where the players needed to work a second job in order to make ends meet. Greg's got a great career on Wall Street, but he's a great, very important player to us, so we've made a decision to stand behind him and get him up here for the games and in and out. It's not easy on him, but he does his best he can to support both sides of his life.
Number six, take your seat. Buffalo Penalties are number six, 2 minutes for cross-checking.
From his perch in the owner's box, which just hours earlier had served as an expensive seat for fans of the Boston Bruins, Doug Refew surveyed his temporary domain, which appeared to be a little less than a third full. As the owner of an indoor lacrosse team, the core of which consists of Canadians living for the season in a house owned by the Blazers, he faces challenges peculiar to startup operations and must compromise accordingly. Would he like all of his players to come to each practice? Of course he would. Does he recognize that some of them, like Greg Downing, owe allegiance to their day jobs? Yes, he does.
We make draft choices. We make trades sometimes based on geography. That's something that doesn't happen with the Patriots, I can imagine. So, I think with a guy like that, we made a decision that this guy was disciplined enough. He has a passion for lacrosse, and he has kept the candle lit on both ends and held up his end of that bargain.
Indoor lacrosse players perform in short bursts, jumping in and out of the game more frequently than ice hockey players changing lines, so it's difficult to gauge how well an individual player is doing while the game's in progress. The goals are smaller than the goals in field lacrosse, which is played outdoors on a soccer pitch or a football field, so scoring indoors is a challenge. In the previous night's game, Greg Downing, who is a rookie with the Blazers, fired in his first two goals of the season. On this night against the Bandits, he got credit for just one assist as Buffalo wore the host Blazers down.
Buffalo goal.
Boston's early leads of 5-1 and 6-2 eventually disintegrated. They lost to the first-place Bandits 15-11. Outside the locker room, as he prepared to once again make the transition from pro lacrosse player to facilitator of commercial trades at Merrill Lynch, Greg Downing acknowledged that it would be a dreary commute back to New York.
However I get back, whether it be train or plane, it just kind of dwells on me the whole time. I think about all the little mistakes I made and what could have been, you know what I mean? So it's definitely more frustrating with a loss.
Greg Downing's New York job makes it impossible for him to join his Blazers teammates for midweek practices, but he will be arriving in Boston again shortly for tonight's game at the TD Bank North Garden against the Rochester Nighthawks. The Blazers will finish the regular season the following week with a rematch against the Bandits in Buffalo, at which point it will be almost time for Greg Downing to begin thinking about the commute to his next part-time seasonal job with a field lacrosse team.
Well, I did play for a team that was out of Los Angeles, and now they actually four of the teams folded with the economy and the owners kind of bailed out. So there's six teams now. They put me on the Denver team.
Denver? New York to Boston on the weekend, I could understand, but how was he going to manage to be a weekend warrior in Colorado while monitoring trades in New York?
Well, I did it last year with L.A., so I figure it's maybe an hour and a half shorter of a flight, so we'll be able to do it.
Able, yes, and willing, certainly, no doubt about that. In fact, this is a guy who says he can't imagine not competing at lacrosse. And if just thinking about Greg Downing's peripatetic summer after his winter with both Merrill Lynch and the Blazers makes you tired, consider the key number in this story. It's not goals or assists. It's not miles traveled per week. It's Greg Downing's age. He's 24. My story about Greg Downing of the Boston Blazers and Merrill Lynch will be featured on this week's program. I'll also be joined by that righteous raconteur of all things rink-related, Helene Elliott, for some good hockey talk as various teams prepare for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Only a Game's Doug Trabue will have a profile of Jamario Moon, whose rise to NBA prominence has included stops in more minor league venues than Mr. Moon can remember. Some of them he's perhaps forgotten on purpose. We'll also have a story about a clinic for women who aspire to be basketball coaches, and I'll be speaking with Bill Reynolds, whose new book, 78, chronicles the delights and difficulties of the Red Sox of the 70s against the background of the oft-times fractured city in which they were playing. So join us, and remember you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.